guys, it's Autumn Rain back with a new episode of Beyond the Record. And today I have rising R&B singer Nick here with me. How are you doing today, Nick?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. So we're going to get started with talking about your beginnings. Like, how did you get started with music?
It's kind of an interesting story, I guess, because like I started making music like real young, like when I was like 11, 12. Like my grandfather had taught me how to play the piano. And I just got like super obsessed with like music and just kind of like, you know, trying to be a producer and stuff. Cause I was really trying to be like a producer at first, when I was young and just making beats or whatever. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. So like, you know, I was just kind of trying any and everything, you know what I mean? So, but like, I always could sing and stuff like that, but I was always too nervous to kind of like put myself in the forefront, you know what I mean? So it wasn't really until like after high school, I think, like after high school that I kind of felt like I had something to say, I guess. And that was the other thing too. Like, I was like thinking about other artists and stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, I don't know how to write a song. Like, I don't know. Like, cause at that time I'm thinking that like everybody's writing their own songs. Like, I don't know that there's such thing as like a songwriter or like people to help you. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, I don't know how to do that. You know what I mean? So it wasn't really like after high school, like I kind of like, you know, sprung up the courage to like, you know, write a song about, you know, what I was doing with this little, you know, this little girl in high school, whatever. So like, you know what I mean? So like, just, you know, just stuff like that. So, so it was kind of started off like that, like kind of innocent, more or less, like just putting stuff on SoundCloud, not really telling people that I'm really doing it, like, you know what I mean? Because I was in college and I was playing football and stuff like that. So I was, you know, I was trying to keep it low key. but it wasn't really until after, like, I got to a point where I was done playing football. I was like, you know, graduated from college, you know what I mean? And getting into my career. And I was just kind of like, you know, I kind of want something different. Like, I kind of want more from my life. And my homies kept telling me like, yo, like you take music seriously. Like, we think you could, you know, we think you could really, really do something. And at the time I was just kind of like, nah, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But I think like my friends really kind of pushed me to that point to like really take it seriously. And then after that, I like quit my job and moved back home to Raleigh and just kind of started cranking out music and just trying to do what I can. So that's kind of how it kind of came about. So,
wow. No, I didn't know any of that. So I'm glad
you did that. Yeah. It's a lot because it's a lot of this and a lot of like, you know, moving around and trying to figure out what I want, trying to figure out, you know, how I can pursue music, but also like, you know, live my life. Like, cause you know, like, you start not making music independently, like you ain't making no money. So it's like, you gotta, and the worst part about it is I started when COVID happened.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, it's like, it was the worst timing ever. Like, it was so bad. Like I moved, cause I was living in Texas at the time too.
Okay.
So like I moved from Texas all the way back to North Carolina, not really knowing how serious COVID was and what was going on. Cause I was just kind of like, I was working and busy, so I wasn't really paying attention. And then the day I was supposed to move, that's when they had locked everything down, told everybody staying in the house. And I was like, I think it's serious. I was like, I think I might have made a bad, I think it's a bad idea. But, you know, I made it work. You know, I ended up moving in with like my best friend and some other people that we know from high school, and we just lived in a house in Raleigh, and you know, I was cranking out music from the basement and just, you know, doing my thing. So
wow. Well, that's a lot. Like, so what did you major in college?
In graphic design.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. So I was a graphic design major. At first I was kind of going into that field, like graphic design, illustration, stuff like that. And like, I was working in sports. So it was kind of seemed like the easier transition because I played football and then I went from football to working in sports. So it just kind of seemed, it was all easy. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah. I was good at what I did, but, you know, it just wasn't really fulfilling me that much. So I got to a point where I was like, I don't know if I can do this till I'm 35, 40. Like, I don't, you know, I want something a little more solid to, you know, stand on. So.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. Like, I majored in like media communications, but that major is just so broad. So like, right. You can literally do anything with it. Like, I have like my old classmates became teachers, working in publishing, like news. There's just so much you can do, and you should do something that fulfills you at the end of the day, because it's your life, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So who were some artists that you grew up listening to?
It's kind of a mixed bag because both of my parents are pastors. So like, growing up, they didn't let us listen to rap in the house. So like so I couldn't listen to rap or like uncensored R&B and stuff like that. So like early on, I was really on listening to what was on the radio and like what I heard on TV. So like I was into a lot of like pop and rock and stuff like that. Cause like, R&B and rap was more or less inappropriate, like, you know what I mean? So like I was heavy in my, you know, Fall Out Boy bag, in my Green Day bag, in my Paramore bag, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was in a whole different lane, like, you know what I mean? But it wasn't until like my older brother, he started like getting a whole bunch of like mixtapes, because like back in the day, I'm kind of showing my age now, but when people had actually like CDs and stuff like that, like my older brother, he would have like girls make him like CDs and mixtapes and playlists of like all this music. So I would be chilling my brother, and then I would listen to like Lil Wayne and T.I. and like, you know, and people like that. So I really gravitated towards like more rap and R&B, like really because of my older brother, because I would only get to listen to it around him and stuff like that. So that really kind of sparked like my obsession of like finding new music and like, you know, coming home after school, going on like Dat Piff and Hot New Hip Hop and stuff like that. I was obsessed. Like I was just trying to be that dude in school who knew all the new music. Like, you know what I mean? So I was still like a really big like Chris Brown fan, especially like back in the day. And like I said, like Lil Wayne and T-Pain and a lot of Usher and a lot of John Legend and stuff like that. But I know like recently, like it's changed. Like I know my inspirations and people I listen to kind of change all the time. But recently it's like been like more Frank Ocean and like SZA and Smino and J. Cole and stuff like that. So
those are my people. I feel like J. Cole really was like, same thing with you, kind of. Like I listened to like R&B kind of at home, but I think high school, I kind of got my own like musical identity, and I kind of like just start like look like you, like going on the internet and just like finding out who's dropping this or whatever. And like that's when I kind of like fell in love with like J. Cole's sound, because I love the storytelling in his music. Right. So yeah, so I'm gonna pay for that. So what are some songs from like your own discography that you would tell like new listeners to listen to first?
Probably Tea Leaves first, because that's like my most popular song, and that's kind of like what got me to where I am now, which is pretty cool. But even some of like my older songs from like my EP So Far So Great, like I think Mimosas is still a really cool song, and Mushu was still a really cool song. And then like off of my recent project that just came out, like I know I really like Bad. I really like Surface and New Growth. I think Lemon Lime is a sleeper song that a lot of people probably wouldn't have expected. But yeah, I really like that one. So yeah, I have like a handful of favorites that I've made over the past couple of years. So
I was going to talk about Lemon Lime too, but we're going to talk about your new like EP, but I just dropped, but just like Lemon Lime for a second, like that one, when you said that you listened to like Green Day, like Fall Out Boy, that's like immediately what I thought of.
That's where I came from. Yeah. That's where I came from.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Cause I immediately thought of that. I was like, cause I don't know about you, but I listened to like albums, like from top to bottom, like, right. So when I finally got to that one, which is what you closed the EP with, I'm just like, yo, this is really giving like Fall Out Boy, Green Day. Right. Like, oh, I love that. so how would you describe your sound in three words?
Three words. I would say honest. I would say definitely it's hard.
It's okay. Take your time. You're good.
I would say honest, versatile, and a vibe. That's what I can really say. Honest, versatile, and just a vibe, you know?
I love that. So your wordplay, I think, is amazing. So how can you take me from like from writing to the studio to the for your final project? Like, how does that process
work for you? Yes, it's interesting that you ask, because like I've been wanting to kind of like show more people my process, but I guess I just kind of like overthink a little bit because I just kind of feel like it doesn't look that interesting to me in my head, like because I'm usually like here in my crib, like writing by myself, or just like, you know, with my phone in my hand, just kind of like pacing back and forth, like just writing. But like I think, you know, as I was, you know, when I first started, I really wanted to be a really good songwriter. It was just kind of like a goal of mine. And one of the things that I did to help was like, I studied rap, like really, cause I was like, I want to be a really good writer. And I feel like the best writers are rappers.
Yeah, for sure.
So I really would just kind of was just studying rap and listening to like the people who I thought were the best rappers, my favorite rappers and stuff like that. And it kind of just opened my eyes a little bit to how I can articulate, you know, the things I'm going through or what I'm feeling at the time. So I definitely think it was a process, like, cause I think like my writing now is obviously definitely a lot better than like, you know, my first project. And that's kind of what I wanted to show between my first project and this one was just kind of the growth that I've had. But yeah, I take a lot of pride in writing and kind of just writing on my own and stuff like that. Cause you know, it's not really easy trying to be vulnerable, but then also trying to make something sound catchy and so people digested, like, you know what I mean? So, it's a struggle sometimes, but like, I'm glad I'm able to like, you know, figure it out and, you know, crank out some stuff that sounds good. So,
yeah, I think you should definitely record that process. It'll be good, like BTS. Like, I feel like your core fans would really like appreciate that. I know I would, at least. Like, I mean, yeah. I might be a nerd, but like, I like stuff like that. Like, if J. Cole like went and did a documentary, like
a movie. Oh yeah, I seen that. Yeah,
yeah, I love seeing stuff like that.
Right.
So I think you should definitely do it.
For sure.
You gotta do it. So I want to talk about Tea Leaves, because that was that got so much attention online, like streamers and everything. So how did you feel once that song just like got so much attention? Like, how did you like process all of that?
It was interesting. Like, it was kind of weird because like when I had made Tea Leaves like a while ago. I had made it like when I first moved to LA, like almost 2 years ago. But now I live in Arizona now. But cool. So it was a little strange because like I went through so many like ups and downs with that song. And like the first version of it does not sound like the version that's out right now.
Oh wow.
So like, cause originally Tea Leaves was a part of a whole different song that I made that ended up getting scrapped, and it was like this beat switch, and then it went to Tea Leaves or whatever. But then I just decided to keep the Tea Leaves part and make it into his own song. So it was kind of weird because I was building up for that and building up for the project and stuff like that. And it kind of just wasn't getting any traction. It wasn't really, you know what I mean? I was posting every day and posting on TikTok and stuff like that, but it wasn't really until the day or two before it dropped, like I started seeing a little bit of jump, like a little bit of love on TikTok and stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, that's something. Like, it was like 10,000 likes or something like that. Ooh, I was like, nice. Okay. Like, I was like, all right, I'm kind of cooking a little bit. I was like, all right. So then after that, like, I thought, like, cause I'm obviously like trying to figure it out as I go. So like, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I post Healy's, maybe my other songs will go too. So I'm like posting the other songs and stuff, not knowing that, like, okay, I should have posted Tea Leaves like more immediately after that. But I'm posting the other songs thinking that they're going to do just as well. They're not doing as well all the way. And it was maybe like 4 or 5 months after I dropped, and I'm getting ready for like the project to come out. And one of my manager's homies who does TikTok, like him and his girlfriend, are kind of like famous on TikTok a little bit. Okay. He kind of told me, he was like, yo, I'm telling you, if you just post Tea Leaves, like a hundred, like you post that like 20 more times, it's going to go. And I was like, I ain't trying to like OD. Like, I don't want to like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, eh. But my manager was like, bro, just do it. Like, just do it and see what happens. Right. And it didn't take long. Like, it didn't even take for me to post it 20. I think I posted like maybe 5 times like in a row. And then like after the 5th time, that was when like it started going crazy. And it was funny because like it was an old video that I made. Like it was a repost. Like it wasn't even like a new post. Wow. Yeah. So then over the weekend, like it just started getting more and more traction. I wasn't really paying attention at first. And then my manager were actually out like shooting more videos for Tea Leaves. And he was like, yo, you seen your TikTok? And I was like, nah, I ain't really checking. I checked and it was like 250,000 likes or like 250,000 views or whatever. And I was just like, hey, yo. I was like, yo. So I was like, what is going on? So then, yeah, so it was just kind of crazy because it just kept going. And I was just kind of like dumbfounded because I didn't really know what that meant, like after the fact, like, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And then all these labels started calling me and all these people started asking me all these questions. And I was like, look, relax. Okay. Relax. Like in the span of 2 weeks, I had like 12 labels call me in the span of 2 weeks. Like every day it was somebody new, me and my manager talking to somebody new every single day. So yeah, it was definitely a crazy process, but like I'm super grateful that like, cause it kind of felt like I finally was able to like get heard and finally able to kind of like for people to see that like, okay, like, oh, he's, you know, he got something going on over here. Like let's pay attention to him a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? So it was really dope. It was really dope.
Yeah, no, I love that. Cause I heard the song when it first came out and then before, and I was just like, yo, this is the same guy that I listened to. And I was just like, I was just so happy for you from like the outside. I was just like, yo, I'm so happy for you. Cause like, I think you're immensely talented. So like time coming for you. So.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was. And it's kind of just ironic just because of the things I was saying in the song. And then that just so happened to be the song that blew up. And I was just like, okay, God, you want to be funny? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, it was super dope. So yeah, I'm just kind of rolling off of that and just dealing with all these like, you know, new fans and new people coming in and people who still like to this day are like, yo, I just heard Tea Leaves or yo, I just are like, you know what I mean? Are coming in now. So yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, and that's where we're going to start talking about your newest EP that just dropped. Things are quite different too. So that has Surface, New Growth, Bad. So what message do you want to convey to your fans with this project?
Really just like, cause I'm kind of a literal person. So like the name of the project is really what's going on. Like things are quite different, you know what I mean? So that's kind of really what I wanted to show and I wanted to show how much I've grown between the first project, the first Things Are Quite Different from now. Cause I was, you know, almost 4 going on almost 5 years ago, you know, and I've been through so much and grown so much, not only as an artist, but just as a person. So I just kind of, you know, want people to see that and hear it, like, you know what I mean? And cause, you know, with the first project, you know, I made that my parents, you know, attic and mixing it by myself, grabbing beats off of YouTube and stuff like that. So like, you know what I mean? But like, we're definitely not in that space anymore. Like, you know what I mean? So I just want people to kind of know that. So that's just, you know, kind of where I was at with it.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So with your track listing, which we talked about a little bit, how did you figure out the order for your songs?
I kind of more or less off of a feeling than like a actual strategy, because like not all these were made like necessarily at the same time.
Okay.
But I think like, because I had a lot more songs than just these seven that I put out. But yeah. I think I kind of got to a point where it was like, okay, I feel like these are the ones that I should put out. Like these are the ones that make the most sense to me. And these are the ones I feel like show the most growth between, you know, then and now. So I also kind of wanted it to feel like a album in a way, uh-huh. even though it's so short, but I kind of wanted to feel like, okay, this is kind of a little like a sneak peek of what I would do if I had, you know, once I do make an album or whatever. So I wanted to start it off like with Surface, something super like, you know, emotional or super like, you know, just kind of me just saying how I feel, no drums, you know, something like that. And then kind of just switching it up, going straight to like the rap, you know, right after that. Like, you know, I kind of just wanted to show people the different kind of, you know, ebbs and flows of just who I am, like, you know what I mean? So it wasn't necessarily like a specific strategy. It was just something that kind of just felt right.
Okay. That's good too. Cause all the times I think like you don't need to have like a story to go with it.
Right. Right.
Either you can like I said, I can listen that from top to bottom and it sounds really good. You know, like I don't have to like skip around and stuff like that. So I appreciate that for me. Cause I don't have to like skip. So, so let's talk about the visual you did for Bad, which I feel like it's going to be a lot of people's like favorites on the album too. So, yeah. Take me through that process of how you created this music video. Cause you have a lot of scenes in there too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot, probably the biggest music video I've ever done. So it was super dope and like a really good learning experience too. Cause I've never been like a part of a production that big. I shot it with my homie Cosmic, who's done a lot of work for a lot of like big artists. And he's like really, really dope with, you know, directing and editing and stuff like that. So I knew about him like a while ago, because even when I first started, you know, making music in Raleigh and stuff like that, just because he worked with a lot of North Carolina artists. So uh-huh. that's kind of how I knew who he was. But then he kind of just blew up like over the past couple of years, and he's doing videos for like Don Toliver and Meghan Trainor and all these types of other people. Yeah, like crazy work. So yeah, so like it's dope just because like we have mutual friends and stuff like that. And one of our mutual friends, Trent the Hooligan, who I have songs with, he kind of like, you know, introduced us like officially and stuff like that. So, you know, once we linked up, you know, I got to talk to him about like my new project and what I had going on and stuff like that. So we kind of just bounced ideas around at first, because I didn't really have like a set like idea for this music video. Uh-huh. I more or less just kind of wanted him to like have creative freedom. I just wanted to make sure that like the essence of the song, or like that, like the concept of the song is just kind of, you know, is clear throughout the video. So he kind of did like the heavy lifting with the concept and just storyboarding and stuff like that. I mean, I more or less just showed up and looked good and tried to do my little part, like, you know what I mean? Like, so I really give all the credit to him and his crew that he had out there, you know, with all the lighting and stuff like that. It was super dope.
Oh yeah, no, it's a really, really good music video. So if you guys haven't seen it already, you need to check it out. So do you have a favorite song on the EP?
That's hard. I feel like it changes like every day, low key. But
really?
Yeah, like for a while it was Bad. Like I think like even before it came out, I was listening to Bad in my car like every single day. Like I was like, yo, people don't like this. I don't know what.
It's a good song.
Like, people don't like this, man. I don't know what I'm doing. But I think right now it's between Lemon Lime and the interlude, I think.
But, Yeah,
I think it's between Lemon Lime and the Interlude that are my favorites right now.
Yeah, Lemon Lime is definitely a different, I think, sound from you. And that's what I talked about before. I think this project showcases all of your versatility and stuff. So yeah, but the Interlude's fire. It's so fire. It's so fire. So what can we look forward to as fans, like moving forward with this project? Do you expect to have like more music videos or like maybe go on tour or something?
I definitely want to do more visuals. Like, me and my manager was actually just having a conversation today about what we were going to do moving forward as far as like, you know, new visuals and kind of just like a new strategy on social media and stuff like that, just to kind of, you know, continue to try to change it up and get new fans and stuff like that. It's funny because Cosmic actually, when we were ending the Bad music video, he was like, yo, low-key, we should do a video for New Growth. And I was like, hey, if you wanna run it, let's run it. Like, I ain't got a problem. So that might be in the works soon. Like, and it would be dope if I could do that, because I really like that song too. So definitely planning more visuals. People on social media ask me like every day, like when I'm gonna perform and when I'm gonna be on tour. And I'm like, yo, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, I wish I could give y'all a date or something, but like, you know, touring ain't free and neither is like, you know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing about that. So, but we definitely got some things in the works, like some appearances on some different platforms and stuff that I'm hoping will be good, and just kind of keep pushing new music and stuff. So that's just kind of where we are right now.
Yeah, no, definitely. I can understand why fans are annoying you with please have a live show open for someone. Like, if you were to open for someone, like, who would you want to open for?
Ooh, that's a good question, because I would open for a lot of people. anybody who's on tour right now, just I'm open for anybody. Yeah. Slide into the but I think like my idea or like my dream like would be if J. Cole was on tour and I could open for J. Cole, or if I could do Dreamville Fest. Like, I really want to do Dreamville Fest so bad.
Yeah.
Because that's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's my city. Like,
yeah, that's your home.
Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, y'all can't not. It's, you know. But so I think J. Cole would be really dope. I think opening for like Lucky Day or like Ismino or somebody, I think that would be really, really dope.
Yeah, for sure.
If SZA gets back on tour and wants to and hit my line, that would be awesome. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of people who I would want to do that with.
Oh yeah, I can definitely see that. I think you at Dreamville would be perfect.
Yeah, I need it.
J. Cole better go on tour next year though. Like,
yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping because like the album's supposed to be coming soon, so. Yeah, I'm hoping he goes on tour next year, because I've been seeing a lot of people in concert recently out here. I just saw Anderson .Paak. It was really, really dope. So yeah, hoping J. Cole goes on tour soon.
He better.
Yeah.
So where can we follow you to look forward to your tour, possible tour or live appearances and new music?
Just on the socials, on Instagram, on TikTok, at @NickNoK_. I think this should be the same on TikTok. I know on Twitter it's _NickNoK, so NICNOKAY. Just keep staying tapped in, and you know, I'll definitely tell everybody when I have a performance and or go on tour. I'm gonna make a big deal out of it. Y'all ain't gonna hear the last of me when I go on tour. So y'all definitely will know.
Yes, come to like New York or something. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So we're gonna move on to our hot topic. We're gonna talk about Nick's new song, New Growth, and kind of just like how the song represents like people just like not believing in you at first. So Tell me a little bit about that, maybe like how you came up with the concept of that song a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. So that song, I wrote that song the day I got signed to Alamo. So like I signed, my distro did an Alamo, and I wrote that song that day because I was just in it. Like I was just in my little mode. And I was like, nah, I got to get this off because this is like a big thing for me and my friends and me and the people who really believed in me and stuff like that. Because before that and before Tea Leaves, you know, caught, you know, it was crickets. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was a really dope moment. So I kind of more or less made it for me and my friends. Like, you know what I mean? Kind of like this moment that I know that we can all kind of go back to and be like, yeah, this was the moment that, you know what I mean? Like that shit kind of turned around. So that's kind of where it came from and like where the lyrics came from and stuff. Cause yeah, once I signed, you know, and that little check hit, I was like, yeah, I'm going.
But yeah, I think a lot of people can, like, obviously, like, not everyone's not in music or whatever, but just like in life too, I think it has a good like life lesson, you know, in that song. Right. And I always think about, I just saw this repost of this video, and every time she reposts it, I'm gonna repost it, of Issa Rae when she talks about like networking across.
And yeah.
I feel like that's what this song is about. It's kind of like just using like your network to just like grow and stuff.
Honestly, that's really what it was, and just kind of like leaning on the people who, you know, kind of believe in you the most, even when you don't believe in yourself like that, because there was been plenty of times, even now, like, you know, where I have like the self-doubt or like the imposter syndrome kind of thing setting in, you know, and my friends are like, bro, no, like you got it. Like, just, you know, just keep going, just keep doing what you got to do. And don't worry about what other people saying, don't worry about what the numbers looking like. Just, you know, just keep going. So yeah. So it was really dope to be able to have that kind of just, you know, moments stuff like that. So I'm praying for more moments like that, you know, in the future.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm thinking. Like, you talk about imposter syndrome, I think the same thing, because imposter syndrome is crazy because you're literally doubting something that you're currently doing. Like, you're
honestly,
people have already validated me that like I'm good at like X thing, and I'm just like, nah, I don't deserve to be here. And I'm just like, what? Like,
nah, it's crazy. I do the same thing to myself all the time. Like, because I get comments and stuff like that from people on Instagram all the time, but then even still, I'm, you know, I find myself, you know, here just being like, ah, man, like, do people even really like this stuff? Am I really going, like, is it as good as I think it is? Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's definitely tough, especially, you know, as an artist, because, you know, it's the process of being an artist and trying to be successful is not linear. You know what I mean? And you don't really know that until you're like in it. You know what I mean? Because there are days you go forward or backwards or up or down or around or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, it's not really clear how you're going to get to the destination. And that's always the scary part. And the part that I don't think a lot of people realize when people are pursuing music, because, you know, for the most part, we just only show like the good parts. And like, when we do succeed and when we have good moments and stuff like that, but nobody really gets to see like, when we do doubt ourselves and when we do, you know, or have times when we don't feel like doing it or we just feel like it's not working or whatever, like, you know what I mean? So I think, you know, just being able to kind of show that is important.
Definitely. Like, I think just social media in general, we kind of just see a highlight reel of like,
right,
everyone's success. Like, oh, like, nice vacation, new car, new man, like whatever it
is. Right.
It's like, but you don't see like all those moments of just like self-doubt. And I think that song just shows how important it is to just like lean on the people who were there from the beginning and, you know, just keep persevering through it. So
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I love that. All right. So we're going to get to know Nick a little bit more with some rapid fire questions. Okay. So what is your zodiac sign?
Cancer.
Okay, I feel like I knew that. I don't know. Sorry. I feel like it was giving cancer. It was giving like Taurus to me. It was one of
those. Yeah.
Okay. An artist that you want to collab with in the future.
Who is a lot? I got like a whole list on my phone.
Oh, wow.
It's funny because I have like a whole entire notes list on my phone of like artists I want to collab with. And as like I'm going through, I just like check them off on my phone. So like it's still a long list, but I'm hoping I get to check stuff off soon. But definitely like I said, J. Cole, definitely SZA, SmiNo, definitely Frank Ocean, but that's a stretch for anybody. You know what I mean? So yeah, like those are like the main people who like I always envision, you know. Lucky Day is definitely someone for sure. I mean, because I know he just put out a tweet like recently talking about how you want to collab with more R&B artists and stuff like that. So hoping he catches wind of me soon.
Yeah. No, seriously. He needs to. So this is a fun one, I think, but like a brand deal you think that you would want to secure that like matches your image.
Ooh. Okay. I got a couple.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. I got a couple. One, okay. So Bojangles. I need Bojangles to come through with the sponsorship because especially me being from North Carolina and just the amount of Bojangles I've eaten in my life, I just feel like it will work out. I like how Post Malone do with Canes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do with Bojangles. So I need that to happen immediately.
Yes.
Also, maybe like Crunchyroll, because I watch a lot of anime.
Okay.
So like probably them. And New Balance, because I just love shoes. Like New Balance are like Vans, because I love shoes. But yeah, those are like the ones like off top of my head.
No, I like that. I like that. So who was your teen celebrity crush?
Okay. So for a minute, I was obsessed with JoJo for a minute from like when I was like in middle school, like elementary to middle school, I was like obsessed with JoJo.
Uh-huh.
But then I think growing up, it was Paula Patton for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are like my two main ones growing up was JoJo and Paul Bat.
So like opposites too. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Just two completely different women. But yeah, that was just my bag.
An actor who you would like to play you in a biopic.
I don't know, cause I feel like I don't feel like there's like an actor that I feel like could really, you know, cause what am I saying, like Michael B. Jordan? Like I ain't gonna say Michael B. Jordan. It's funny though, cause on TikTok, I keep seeing comments like people think I look like O'Shea Jackson.
I'm like, y'all.
First of all, stop it.
I've been seeing that
a little too much. So he'll probably maybe since like people think that we look alike, probably him. Yeah, probably.
I swear to you, I was gonna say that and I didn't see no TikTok. I swear to you, I was like, yo, yeah.
I always get like the same like three people on TikTok. They just say I look like him. I look like Anderson .Paak or I look like Chance the Rapper. And I'm just like, y'all gotta pick, like, just say I look like me.
Yeah, like, no, I feel you. So what's an album that you'd love to listen again for the first time?
Either Blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Cause that's like one of my favorite albums ever. Or Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight by Travis Scott.
Uh-huh.
Just because the first time when that came out, I was like with my homies And we were like heavily anticipating that album. And when it dropped, and it's just like, I can't forget the moment, because we were all in my homie's crib. We were like smoking and listening to the album, and it was so good. Like, I just remember being like so, so, so good. And I'll never forget that. So like, yeah, that album too.
Yeah, those are good ones. So what's your favorite album so far this year?
I really liked the Don Toliver album. I thought the album was really, really cool. Yeah. I thought Tommy Richmond's album was really cool.
Yeah.
What are some other? Those are the ones I can name off the top of my head. Because it's crazy, because like, as the more music I make, it's like the less I pay attention to like other, like what's dropping like right now, like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, like, I find it harder and harder to like keep up sometimes. But yeah, like, yeah, those are the ones recently that I've listened to that I really like.
Yeah, no, those are good ones. I really like Tommy Richmond had like such a big year this year.
Oh yeah,
it was huge. He, like, he was everywhere. Like,
it was crazy. Yeah, he was cooking.
So if you weren't a singer, you would be blank.
Probably still an artist, but just a different kind. Like, probably just be an illustrator or graphic designer, something like that. Probably, yeah, doing what I was doing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll probably be doing that.
So the last one is, one thing that you want to manifest for yourself for this year.
For the rest of this year, or like for the upcoming, for like,
yeah, it could be, yeah, it could be both. Yeah. Or,
well, okay. So I'm really hoping I can manifest that Dreamville Fest thing.
Yes.
Really,
yes.
Hoping I can manifest Dreamville Fest. And then they'll be able to look back on this interview and be like, look, he said he was going to do it. So I'm really hoping I can manifest that. Definitely, I want to start performing more and getting on stage. Like, I've been itching to kind of get on stage and kind of do my thing. So definitely a lot of that. And just, I guess just like, you know, more or less just like people just finding out who I am and tapping in and just kind of getting more fans and just more people involved and stuff like that. Just keep, you know, building stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, no, yes. We're going to manifest Dreamville. I didn't go this year, but I went the year before with Drake. It was so good. Like,
crazy. God, yeah, I seen the videos. I was like, man, they got Raleigh looking like it's damn Miami. Or like, yeah. So I'm like, damn, that's where I live. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. Need that.
It was so, so good. But yeah. It was really nice talking to you.
So. For sure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. And we're going to have all of his links and everything on the official website. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for tuning in.
All right. Thank you.